So we have a 28-year-old dude whose pituitary stalk has been severed. The question's asking which hormone would be increased in this patient subsequently. Very fucking buzzy type of question. This tends to show up on School of Medicine exams frequently. It's also in the endocrine component of the NBME for step one, okay? Very easy question. It's a factoid you need to know. So just starting off in terms of the physiology, like why this will make sense. We have the hypothalamus producing hormones that are going to stimulate the anterior pituitary to make hormones. So, for example, if we look at choice A, ACTH here, produced by the anterior pituitary, it's going to be CRH, corticotropin-releasing hormone from the hypothalamus, that will stimulate the ACTH production from the anterior pituitary, right? So, if we were to cut the pituitary stalk, we lose that stimulation. And ACTH would go down, right? Because it's not receiving the stimulation from CRH. So this pattern is going to carry through. If we think about follicle stimulating hormone, FSH, and luteinizing hormone, LH, produced by the anterior pituitary, well, isn't their stimulation GnRH, gonadotropin releasing hormone, coming from the hypothalamus? So if we cut the pituitary stalk, our FSH and LH fall as well, right? So growth hormone. We have GHRH, growth hormone releasing hormone from the hypothalamus, stimulating growth hormone from the anterior pituitary. So we can eliminate these first four answers. And then, of course, for TSH, we have TRH from the hypothalamus, thyroid releasing hormone, stimulates the production of thyroid stimulating hormone from the anterior pituitary. So we can eliminate that. And you say, well, Michael, what about prolactin? Okay, well, isn't prolactin's main impetus for secretion merely a lack of dopamine, right? Because if you think about it, dopamine is actually going to be inhibitory of prolactin secretion. Like if you think about antipsychotic agents, D2 antagonists like haloperidol or like aripiprazole, just as two examples, those are D2 antagonists. And isn't one of their side effects hyperprolactinemia? If you cut the pituitary stalk, you lose the inhibitory effect of dopamine, don't you? It's not stimulatory like the other hormones, it's inhibitory. So we lose that inhibitory effect and we get hypersecretion of prolactin. It's akin to having a D2 antagonist. You get hyperprolactinemia as a result. Think about if you have a prolactinoma. What's the treatment? Bromocriptine is your typical answer on the USMLE, which is a D2 agonist. Okay, you could have other D2 agonists like ropinirole, pergolide, pramipexole. USMLE tends to have bromocriptine as the answer, but that's a D2 agonist, and that inhibits prolactin secretion. So this is a very, as I said, very buzzy type of question. There'll be a percentage of students who see this and they kind of like they scoff and are just like, oh, too easy, come on. But this is really, really important that you know this factoid for USMLE, okay? Because, yeah, just important physiology, but nevertheless, it's asked, and once you learn it, just becomes buzzy. So that's it for this question. I could obviously do a 90-minute presentation on like the functions of all the hormones, etc., but that just discusses the stimulatory versus inhibitory effect of the hypothalamus in relation to the anterior pituitary and these hormones.